you have a week, a word for a 2 week period of time?
We gave you upcoming.
Any special word that you'd use?
Well, not that I can think of.
You wouldn't use support.
I don't think in my fellowshipping and through life that we ever had anything we specified as that.
And you wouldn't say fortnight then?
No, no.
1:10.
Behind time this morning.
No.
Usually here a little after 8.
Well, I figured I'm being here by 8:30, but I didn't make it either. I overslept a little bit this morning. I was going to get up earlier. I didn't.
How long did it take you to drive down?
Just a little under 3 hours. You might say, somebody asked you, what time did the sun rise? You say, well, the sun, let's say it was at 6 o'clock. The sun.
Sun rises?
Or yesterday the sun.
Sun rose.
And if you worked until it was dark in the evening, you might say, I worked until.
Worked until dark or dusk?
You wouldn't say sunset, probably.
Well, the sun had been down before dark quite a while.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't say that then.
No.
Would you say if you did work that long, you worked until sunset? That is, before it was dark.
Well, if I worked till sunset, that would be the remark, yes. I've done it many times.
And you've said it, probably. You wouldn't say work till sundown, though.
Well, that has been said, yes, a lot of times. Sundown, I expect more than sunset.
Mm-hmm. This is today, and today is the 25th, I believe, isn't it? The 24th was
Friday.
It was not today, it was
Yesterday, if that's what you want.
I have funny ways of getting there.
Well, you kind of have to have it,
I can't say it for you. this is today, the 25th. The 26th will be
Sunday.
And that's not today, it's
or the Lord's Day, whatever we should call it, the Lord's Day.
And that's not today, but that's
tomorrow.
And this is my
wristwatch, how do you call it, huh?
And if the big hand were down on the 6 here, what time would it be?
Well, it would be half past the hour, whatever the hour was.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if the big hand were on the 9 over here?
Well, it would be, the way we'd say that, it would be about 15 minutes till.
Okay.
Or a quarter till. That's a great expression, a quarter.
Quarter till 10.
10 or whatever the hour would be.
You wouldn't be too likely to say 9:45.
Well, we do a lot of times. Yes, that expression is used quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Were you a farmer,
Oh, I was my younger life. Sure, I farmed. I farmed a good portion of my life.
A lot of these words will have to do with farming, so you'll be good at this. Somebody asks you, tells you that crops weren't much good last year. I hope they're better
this year. I've made that expression several times. Mm-hmm. I sell seed corn. That's my side issue.
Mm-hmm. And how would you refer to something that happened about 12 months ago? You'd say, oh, it happened about
1 year ago, a year ago, something like that.
So you'd say in conversation, so you're saying to your wife, oh, it happened. Just tell her, it happened about...
Happened about a year ago. That what you're getting
mm-hmm.
at?
Yeah. Just wanted it in a more natural setting.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't say a year ago.
No. Well, now listen, we do. We just say a year. We cut that short, of course.
Yeah, which is the way everyone does it.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you had... I can see it a little better this way. We had pretty bad weather this morning, but nice weather in the afternoon. You might say, looks like the weather is...
Weather is changing.